Scroll through social media and it's obvious that many people consider their pets part of the family. But due to a labor shortage and other factors, pet owners are having a hard time accessing veterinary care for their animals. WXXI's Beth Adams looks at what's led to this growing problem and some of the proposed solutions.
Erin Guara lives in Greece. She's had pets all of her adult life.
Your black pants are going to get covered in hair.
Right now, two dogs and three cats. In May, when she adopted Bella, the yellow Labrador retriever had an ear infection. That's normally something a general practitioner would treat, but Guara's primary vet couldn't fit her in the schedule for more than a month, so she took the dog to an urgent care.
You know, they took her blood, they made sure they got a urine sample, they did a lot of stuff, which was great, but it's just like, you know, you don't expect to spend like 3 hours at the vet appointment.
A few weeks later, a second visit was needed after the primary vet was unable to get Bella in anytime soon for a follow-up. And the cause for emergency care can add up pretty quickly.
You know, just to walk in the door is like $95.
It's part of the new reality for pet owners because of a crisis in veterinary medicine. There's greater demand for services than most practices can meet.
It's hard to tell people no, but at the same time, you're going to see so many pets in a certain day. Otherwise, you quickly get burnt out.
Dr. Mark Will is president of the New York State Veterinary Medical Society. He says the COVID-19 pandemic fueled a perfect storm of circumstances, a labor shortage, staff turnover, and temporary limits on non-essential care that created a backlog of appointments. Will is 53. He says younger veterinarians coming into the profession don't want to work long, irregular hours. In his own practice in the Mohawk Valley, the staff veterinarians work 4 days a week, and they're never on call.
If I wanted to hire doctors here and say you were going to be on call, I would never have a doctor apply. Doctors aren't expecting you to do on call anymore.
And in the current labor market, they can demand more work-life balance. Recent ads seeking critical care veterinary specialists on Long Island were offering signing bonuses of $30,000 and $50,000. Dr. Susan Cousins says veterinarians are in high demand locally, too.
Here in the Rochester area, I find that veterinarians are having a very difficult time attracting new associates.
Cousins is a per diem vet.
I work on a consultant basis, and I fill in at a number of different veterinary practices when they need the extra help.
She's noticed a change in her profession over the last 5 to 10 years.
The whole interaction between people and their pets and the human-animal bond, pets becoming more like family members.
Cousins says it's wonderful that people are more committed to their pets' health, but that translates to more demands on veterinarians' time.
It's difficult to see animals in a 15-minute appointment slot anymore. So a lot of practices have extended appointment times, even before COVID, to 20 and 30-minute appointments. So you take fewer appointments, fewer staff, and all of a sudden you're running out of room.
Cousins is concerned that some pets aren't getting the care they need.
There are some practices that are even suggesting people go to Buffalo or Syracuse for emergency care, or Cornell, for that matter.
Bethany Mosier of Webster didn't have that far to go, but she did face a heartbreaking delay in end-of-life care for her 18-year-old cat. Buga had gastrointestinal cancer. In June, when his quality of life suddenly declined, Mosier called the Pittsburgh practice where her cat was a regular client.
I believe it was on a Wednesday and said, he hasn't eaten for a couple days. I think we're at the point where he's at the end of his life here. And they said, we can't get you in until next Tuesday.
The vet's office told Mosier they sometimes have cancellations and to call back the next day.
So I called every morning for the rest of that week asking if they had cancellations, and they didn't.
But they did have emergency hours on Saturday starting at 2.
We showed up like a few minutes before 2 o'clock and the parking lot was already packed.
Because of COVID-19 restrictions, all of those people couldn't just pile into the animal hospital at once. So Mosier and Buga had to wait their turn. They were in her car for 3 hours before the vet was able to euthanize the cat.
It was sort of agony just sitting around waiting for it to happen.
Neither Mosier nor Guara blame veterinarians for their experiences. They say they understand vets are under a lot of pressure and are doing the best they can. Still, when pet owners can't get care for their animals, it's stressful.
I've gotten phone calls as a receptionist where people, you can hear the the anxiety and the panic in their voice, where they're like, you know, I've called everybody and I don't know what to do, and it's a legitimate problem.
That's Jackie Sassone. She's a receptionist at Southtown Veterinary Hospital in Henrietta. She says the practice will sometimes make room for pets that aren't established clients if it's an emergency.
We had a young dog that broke its toenail at the base, so it was bleeding all over, and their regular hospital they usually go to would not see them. And they had called, I think the owner said, 7 hospitals before they got to us, and our doctors did what they always do and said yes.
That, of course, means extra work for veterinarians and their staffs.
Emergency medicine right now, it's in crisis.
Long and unpredictable hours is a big reason more vets don't specialize in emergency care, according to Dr. Maureen Lucchini.
Despite all the good that you do during your shift, you are leaving worrying about the patients you couldn't see.
Lucchini is a medical director at an emergency veterinary practice in Syracuse. Until this past summer, she chaired a statewide task force to address the situation. She had to give up the leadership role because she was too busy just trying to keep up with her work. She also blames the shortage of veterinarians in this state on New York's licensing requirements. Lucchini calls them antiquated and cumbersome.
I cannot get a relief doctor to come to New York State because they know the licensure process is so terrible that they won't even consider coming here.
She says more mentorship is needed for veterinary school graduates who want to transition into emergency medicine. In the meantime, she says it's up to pet owners to practice preventive care.
Keep them on a leash. Do not allow them to get heated outdoors. If they're not vaccinated, don't take them to the dog park.
Having an established relationship with a veterinarian is important now more than ever. Dr. Mark Will says 2/3 of the emergency cases he sees are pets that haven't seen a vet in a year or more.
I think the days of I need a vet right now and I can't find one are kind of over. If you don't have that relationship with your veterinarian, it's going to be really hard to access veterinary care.
Will says it will pay off if people schedule their pets' routine appointments well ahead of time. He says this might mean adjusting expectations.
Like if you compare getting an appointment with a veterinarian to getting an appointment with our own medical doctor, I know that if I don't schedule 6 months out, I don't get an appointment.
That all makes sense to Erin Guara, but she wonders, will people be able to keep up with it?
I think, sadly, it's a little bit difficult for some people to, you know, with juggling everything, to be like, hey, oh yeah, let me make sure I get my animal in, when sometimes they don't even, you know, take care of their routine things for their own health, you know? It's sad because the animals will be the ones suffering.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.